Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jerry Recco is back with us. It feels like about 3 months since I've seen Jerry Recco.
It does feel like a while.
What's happening, Jerry? How'd the game go that you called Cowboys Buccaneers?
I had a blast.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was
man.
Really good. It was fun.
So, and you're happy with the whole thing? It's not like you're looking back, seeing any regrets. It's all perfect. The game went well.
Yeah, they clinched the division, got to work with Danny White. It was fun.
That's
was
really, really cool.
A really good time. Quick, though, in and out in a day.
And Danny White was your childhood hero,
one
right?
One of my favorites.
Yeah,
one
of
and Randy
favorites.
White.
So how was that like?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was an absolute blast.
That's
Everybody
perfect,
was very nice. And it went by like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, when you're having fun, you're doing something like that.
And they were winning.
Yeah, which really does help the matter.
Not a great game, but they won the game and it was good. So yeah, it was fun.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
Nice to see you guys.
Yes. And Boomer, is it nice to see Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Great.
What you got for us?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. You've got the Jets expected to meet with Cliff Kingsbury about their head coach's job. He is the USC offensive coordinator. Also expected to interview Mike McCarthy at some point. He is going to be interviewing with the Browns tomorrow, according to all reports. And other names the Jets said to be interested in: Jim Caldwell, Chris Richard from the Cowboys, Eric Bieniemy from the Chiefs, and Todd Monken from the Bucks. The Packers, along with McCarthy, reportedly have already met with Jim Caldwell and Chuck Pagano, and the Lions let go of offensive coordinator Jim Bob Cooter yesterday. So that was done. You got Pat Shurmur with Mike today on the Fan at 3:30, Eli with Mike at 5.
Pat Shurmur.
And then Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, the story you guys were talking about before the break on the Fan in Pittsburgh yesterday. No issue with wide receiver Antonio Brown. Adding, he wants him back because he makes him better. And then really seemed confused by the entire situation.
Thursday morning, I talked to AB, and everything was great and fine. And then, this story just keeps growing.
And then a little bit more on that.
I consider AB one of my closest friends on the team, so I'm not really sure why. Or where some of this blow-up is coming from.
Well, there's a lot going on here. So apparently it was reported that the issue in practice with that unnamed teammate was Ben Roethlisberger, and he had thrown a ball either at his feet or right at him, Antonio Brown, before storming off, right? And this thing had stayed quiet the entire week. Everybody thought Antonio Brown wasn't healthy going into that game. Then this all came out after they failed to make the playoffs. And then apparently Antonio Brown's camp believes that it was Ben Roethlisberger himself that started leaking these stories out about the blow-up that they had.
Blow-up that he doesn't understand, or so he says.
This right. Now, I think Ben went out of his way to take the high road yesterday.
At least publicly.
Right, because he feels that this thing is getting out of control, and if he adds even more fuel to the fire, then it's going to get even worse. But there's definitely something going on there between the two, especially if Antonio Brown now is requesting a trade and he's not returning any Ben Roethlisberger or any other teammates' texts.
Really like to know what is burning inside of Antonio Brown. Is it Juju Smith-Schuster getting the MVP? Is it – or what is it?
It could be something totally non-football related.
That's what I'm saying. The whole thing sounds somewhat juvenile.
Yeah, more than somewhat juvenile. But yeah,
it is juvenile. You're right.
This is a bad one. And you think about the window of a team, Antonio Brown, not 24 years old anymore, neither is Ben Roethlisberger, and you have this potentially being the ending between this with a window that's closing is pretty pathetic.
Also, you got the four games this weekend: Saturday, Colts, Texans, followed by Seahawks and Cowboys Saturday night, then Sunday, Chargers, Ravens, and then Eagles and Bears, the late game on Sunday. The Yankees reportedly going to sign free agent shortstop Troy Tulowitzki. Not sure if that means anything in the way of Manny Machado.
Well, it seems all these insiders that were tweeting about this deal said that they're still in on Machado, which you would think, because, Troy Tulowitzki, if you get anything out of him, it would be a borderline miracle. If he stays healthy, it would be
That would be
a
the
miracle.
First thing.
So he had the same deal with the surgery on the heels as Cespedes did, right? So he had that same exact bone spur heel thing. So, this is not – I think people – when you hear Troy Tulowitzki, your mind automatically goes back to what he
was. Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh, well, they're out on Machado. No, I mean, this is a total taking a flyer, league minimum. The Blue Jays are paying his salary. And if he gets something out of him, great.
Give it a shot. Right. But I will say that as a Met fan, I'll be watching him closely because it does give me an idea of what to expect from Cespedes. And remember, Cespedes didn't have one heel problem. He had two heel problems.
Yeah, which I think Tulowitzki also had two heels.
Did he have two?
I think. I got to look back into his heel history, but I think that's what it is.
All right, check it out.
All right.
The Mariners agree to sign this Japanese pitcher, Yusei Kikuchi, a 3-year deal. Looks like $43 million he got.
It's two heels. Two heels. Both heels.
Not one. Two heels.
Two heels.
Knicks in Denver as they continue this brutal stretch.
This is working out perfectly, Jerry. I don't know if you know that 3 weeks ago we started talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
They had somehow beaten Milwaukee. You remember that game?
Yeah, I know.
And we're like, oh, come on. Let's knock
Stop
it off.
It.
And then they haven't won since.
Well, they beat Charlotte.
They beat Charlotte. Right, they beat
13 of 14, I believe is what it is.
Right. So now they're on that West Coast trip at the Lakers, at Portland, at Golden State. Then home at Indiana, 76ers, Wizards, Oklahoma City, and Houston.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to lose all these games.
When you're the Knicks,
Every team's very, very close to being coach of the year right now.
Yeah, this is exactly the type of losing streak you were looking for.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully, but it's amazing. So they've lost 8 in a row, 13 of 14, whatever it is, and they still don't have the worst record in the NBA.
They're 9-29 right now.
Yeah. And there's another team tied with them, and there's another team a game and a half behind them.
Just got to keep losing.
Right. I mean, you could be that bad and still have that many teams almost as bad as you are.
Well, they all see the same thing that you and I see.
Yeah.
Zion Williamson.
I know.
$1 billion player.
Yep.
You know, Jim Dolan was talking about the increase in the value of his teams, the Knicks and Rangers, and how he's made investors a lot of money. And that's why investors are happy with what's going on there, even though one of the teams may be losing, the other team has recognized that they have to rebuild. And now I think the Knicks has finally felt that way. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine that the corporate edict is like, just keep losing. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a really good job. We're developing young players, but we're not winning because that Zion Williamson is going to be a $1 billion player.
Yeah, and some people like Barrett better, believe it or not. But
well, right now, you know, obviously you go to Tankathon and you see that we're number two. And then when you flip over to the mock draft, you know, just because it's the way they do it, that we'll be number two and we'll get RJ Barrett. I could live with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you get one of those two guys, I think you'll be pretty happy. And one of them could be a bust. You never know. But, I mean, you want Zion, but if you end up with RJ Barrett, you'll live with it.
Just important to keep losing, that's all.
Here is Enes Kanter trying to understand and come to terms with what's going on.
We all are competitors, basketball players. In the end, I like it here so much, but again, I want to win. And I want this team to get the playoffs one day.
Enes, just not going to be this year.
They just got to trade a guy. He's getting too many rebounds.
He does not want to be traded.
I know, but we have to.
Well, Fizdale's keeping him at bay, too. I mean, he does not play a lot, and that's been a big problem there, too. So, yeah, I mean, Fizdale really is massaging this rotation to the point where he's keeping this losing streak going. I mean, it is perfect. A guy like Courtney Lee, you know, he gets benched. I mean, it's great. He knows exactly when to bench the right guy.
Scott Perry's got to be telling him, look, man.
You have to be an idiot to do it any other way.
Keep working with these young guys and just keep giving them opportunities. You know, they'll figure it out, but, you know, hopefully not too soon.
Emmanuel Mudiay, 15 points, 9 assists in the loss as he returned to Denver. And Kevin Knox at 18 points. He was 7 of 16 shooting. You had the Sixers beat the Clippers 119-113. Blazers beat the Kings in overtime 113-106. Yusuf Nurkic, 24 points, 23 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, 5 blocks, 25 for Damian Lillard on why this guy is so damn good.
He's making the game easier for everybody else when he plays that way because it's a post presence. A lot of times teams are playing small lineups, so he's going to command a double team.
He's also enormous.
Yeah.
The guy is just huge, so good for them. The Bucks beat the Pistons 121-98. Brooke Lopez, our old friend, hit 7 threes. He had 25 points.
Oh, Bucks!
Sure. And the Raptors beat the Jazz 122-116, 45 for Kawhi Leonard. Toronto in San Antonio tomorrow night. Here was Leonard on Sportsnet Toronto on the trip back.
It's going to be fun. You know, everybody's anticipating the game, and, you know, things like that only can just get me better for the long run. So it's going to be a good game.
And hopefully he'll play, and he won't sit down for rest because he's rested several times already this year. But
do you
45
think that
last night.
George Karl hugs him or shakes his hand or high-fives him or
George,
fist bumps him?
Greg Popovich?
George Karl. I was just looking at George Karl on TV. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they got a mutual respect for one another, even after what went down.
A mutual respect?
Yeah, without a doubt. They did a lot of winning together.
Yeah, but they expected
they
him to play
each other
yesterday.
Last year.
Last year, yeah. They expected him to play last year, and he didn't.
So you're saying no, they don't even look at each other.
I'm asking you.
And I gave you an answer, and then you started getting angry at my answer.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Jerry,
so
what do you think happens?
I think you'll get a phony embrace.
Something to keep
you get
an
the
eye
man
on,
hug,
Al.
And that's it.
Al, as Al the producer of this program, I want you to keep an eye out for that.
For a possible man embrace.
Yes.
Nets Pelicans.
Do your job.
Al does his job very well. You got the Nets and Pelicans tonight on the Fan. Rangers home for the Penguins. Devils in Dallas. Radio.com at 8:30. And the Mink Man was out in Jamaica yesterday. Not the island, but in Queens. and all good for your Johnnies, Greg.
Leap past the pond. Pitches the ball to Heron. And he jams it in with the right hand. And St. John's is pouring it on. They lead Marquette 82-64. Timeout Marquette.
On St. John's IMG Radio.
Can I just say one thing here? And I know you're a huge St. John's fan. You know, I love college basketball. And I know your mom loves St. John's. She loves Chris Mullin and everything. They're finally starting to turn this thing around. Why don't they just play all their home games there? Why do they have to say that we play at the Mecca, the, you know, the, I mean, come on. Play it. That atmosphere yesterday was awesome.
Yeah, you know, I don't know all the business dealings, but for my money, I love going to Carneseca. That's where I'm going on Saturday the 12th against DePaul. I'll be going. I make sure we pick out a game at Carneseca. It's more fun. It's more intimate. It feels like St. John's basketball.
You know, it's like I want to go over there and shake the Islanders owners and say, do you see the passion that your fans have in the Nassau Coliseum? Do you understand how impactful that is for your team?
Yeah, the other thing is, too, like you go to a St. John's Seton Hall game, for example, at the Garden, you're going to get a million Seton Hall fans, too. It's St. John's
That's
Seton Hall at Carneseca. It's all red, and everybody's going crazy.
I get it. They get the extra gate and all that other stuff, but it costs more to open the Garden, to play in the Garden. I guess you can use it as a recruiting tool, but...
But does that work, I guess, would be my question.
That game yesterday, with the way that those fans were on campus... Man, that was awesome. Right. And, you know, and I don't know. You asked the kids who played in that game yesterday, would you rather play in that environment or would you rather play at the Garden where maybe it's half full or maybe it's half full with the other team's fans?
Well, they were all talking about the fans after the game and how even Chris Mullin was as well, how much it helped them. So they needed that. They desperately needed that.
It was a great bounce back.
That
win.
Seton Hall loss was just gross on Saturday night. So this was great. So we'll see if they start getting some little more respect because that non-conference schedule, of course, people were laughing at. It's like 350th in the country or something. So beating a ranked team like Marquette and blowing them out, that's a really good sign.
89-69, the final. We played the dunk from Heron. You had 26.7 rebounds, 5 assists from Shamari Pons in the game. So St. John's 13-1. Sugar Bowl, Texas beat Georgia 28-21. Urban Meyer's final game is Ohio State head coach. The Rose Bowl, they beat Washington 28-23. LSU over Central Florida 40-32. And Kentucky beat Penn State at the Citrus Bowl 27-24. And you mentioned Lincoln Riley. Oklahoma did give him a contract extension.
Yeah, he ain't coming. Pros, come on, stop. And by the way, you know, that whole Tankathon thing with the Jets having a number 3 overall pick. The only reason I bring it up is because Tankathon has them taking Josh Allen. That's the linebacker from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Did you see what he said after they beat Penn State?
I did not see what Josh Allen said.
If I'm not the number 1 pick in the draft, something's wrong.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a lot of great defensive linemen and everything else. He considers himself like the next coming of Khalil Mack.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Now, do you like that or not like that? Because sometimes you like the braggadocious guy. Sometimes you can't stand the braggadocious guy. Seems like you like this particular braggadocious guy.
I thought it was interesting. You know, okay. I guess these guys are all worried about being the number 1 pick and this, that, and the other thing. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to go through all the evaluations. I was surprised he actually played in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, he risked everything to play in the game, and he played and they won.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.